שירו לו זמרו לו צריכו בכל נפלאותה שירו לו זמרו לו צריכו בכל נפלאותה
התעללו בשם קודשו יתעללו בשם קודשו ישמח לב לבקשי השם ישמח לב לבקשי השם יתעללו בשם קודשו יתעללו בשם קודשו ישמח לב לבקשי השם
הכנה בעשיריות.
Preparation in tens.
אנחנו נקריא איזשהו קטע.
We will read an excerpt from Rav's Twitter from yesterday. The egoism grows and tries to separate between us. But we, out of our efforts to unite, we attain more and more the upper field. Within it, the thought of creation. This is how we attain everything we need in order to come out to this new world. To rise above all the restriction into the upper dimension. Where every boundary is absent into a space untouched. Again, the egoism grows and tries to separate us. But we, out of our effort to unite, we attain more and more the upper field. Within it, the thought of creation. This is how we attain everything we need in order to come out to this new world, to rise above all restrictions into the upper dimension. Which has no absence, no boundaries untouched. So let us try to unite where everyone by annulling ourselves and the space that we open by it, we will rise to bestow. And in that, everyone will be annulled and will add his sesame to this bowl that we try to create between us. Yeah, and we have a pretty good opportunity to always add. Really, if everyone from his point we long to that state of connection, which doesn't exist now, and specifically on top of feeling that it does not exist and he rejects it, and he wants to have such a prayer, this tendency that he wants to pray for others, to connect with everyone, through these efforts we give contentment to the Creator.
We give each other examples, we motivate each other with such attempts to connect, and most of all, we invoke the prayer and the request for the Creator's assistance, for Him to come and change us and cause us to connect.
This whole thing sounds very dramatic, but all in all, pay attention. We can move on into another dimension, a different level, space of love, bestowal. This is the best rocket we ever got in our life, and it is all for our favor. We should just be there, want it, and leave everything else, every imaginary thing, and want to be there, go there together. It's very happy. Even the will to receive, even for the will to receive, it's wonderful.
Yes, you need to want it. And we need to ask to want it. And even if we don't want it, nevertheless, we ask. We ask not to think of ourselves, not to think of myself, but rather to think of the friends, to be concerned for the friends. And that opens up this field where we discover the quality of bestowal. And now, we will discover, we will do. And whether we discover it or not, that's on the Creator. He'll do that.
Every one of us has this little desire to connect, but together we collect it into a great missile which rises above the ego which we have accumulated during the day. A lot of corporality. This is the fuel that we're going to burn while rising above it by connecting, by a mutual request from the upper field to help us rise above the ego which we have gathered throughout the day.
Yes, this upliftment where we try to rise up. Well, the light comes, which truly affects us, connects us together, and brings joy to the Creator.
The Creator more and more reveals the distance and separation between us. He invites us to connect and to cleave on to Him. And our whole lesson is meant to draw the reforming light and reach bestowal equivalence of form with the Creator.
Yes, and the disconnect that each one feels, it's only above that tiny little step that he got to make. And I think that in adhesion we will ultimately attain something above everything that each one received. We have what Chaim received, what Sasha received. We'll have this integration, this incorporation of the Kli, which is capable of holding the light and seemingly being above the will to receive, a will to receive of such abyssal quality, so huge that I can't even imagine it.
We have to make the current straight, so if you're disconnected or if you're not disconnected, we should use it in order to give contentment to them. Together we'll straighten up the entire reality until nothing else will be left except for our desire to give contentment to the Creator.
Yes, and meanwhile, for the time being, we have this, our heart skips towards connection more and more. We want to feel it together. We integrate together with all of the lacks of all of the friends, the lacks of the whole world, Kli. And we're coming closer all the time. Let's have faith in that and give energy to each other.
I really liked what Yoav said. Everyone is charged in those 21 hours with an additional fuel. And now we have something to burn in order to rise above it. So we have enough fuel. We're all here together, a few hundred thousands all around the world. It's an explosion, as the doctor says, a spiritual explosion.
Now, we will try to feel that we are as one, not as if, that we truly are one. There's a patsuf where something flows, which is what unites us. It's called the Creator, and together with the whole world, Kli, we will bring contentment to the Creator by trying, by attempting to be one.
We will continue to gather and assemble with our desires deep inside into the center of the ten and there to create a blast of connection with the help of the light. We should just demand it together constantly. Everyone in the state is in to gather into the center of the ten.
Let's warm our hearts with love and ask the Creator to connect us together. By that we invoke the light. And that's the main thing, to invoke the light for it to correct us and the whole world.
It's an explosion when the upper light penetrates the Kli and turns it into a worthy Kli for its role, for its purpose. So we should come to this during this lesson.
Yes, each and every one should try We will try to be together. We'll think of who we want to invite to be with us and who acts, who does everything that happens to us. And by that we will have some form of contact with holiness.
Let's read Rav Sweet. But I replace the word world with a 10. Every 10 is a playing field of the Creator with me. He changes my qualities and I see it in the 10. Therefore, the calculation is not with the 10, but with the Creator through the intention. But without the 10, we cannot attain the Creator because I have to relate to the 10 as the Creator. And then it is a means to adhere with the Creator.
Yes, the 10 is our place of work. And now we have an opportunity in this lesson to draw the light through this preface of the wisdom of Kabbalah that we'll be studying, and we'll try to feel what all of the b'chinot mean, all these discernments, which according to the Kabbalistic language, how do we take them into our work, into our connection in the 10?
So as the friend said, the technical things we already have, there's a 10, there's Rav, we have the writings of Baal HaSulam, everything is ready. And Yuda will take us to Luna Park. We're going to muse together with the reforming light. There will be lots of yearning between us, and we will flow with what the upper force wants us to do.
Yes, let's make an effort to feel this one between us in the lesson and forever, and to live in such a way where this is our residence, the place we live in, our 10.
We will try to feel the one. All in all, is asking us to demand him, like babies, to just demand it, to be rude and not to let go.